This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel agreed Wednesday to send its war strategist to Washington to discuss its intention to launch a ground assault on Hamas militants in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel had called off the trip Monday in protest of the U.S. refusal to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war. The United States had vetoed similar resolutions in the past. The move angered Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, providing further evidence of a growing split with Washington over Israel's conduct of the war. Netanyahu has said an attack on Rafah is necessary to end Hamas control of Gaza, but the Biden administration has told Israel it is opposed to an invasion where more than 1 million Palestinian civilians are sheltered there in makeshift tents and structures. The man who once ran the FTX cryptocurrency platform will be sentenced Thursday in a U.S. federal courtroom. AP correspondent Donna Warder explains.
Sam Bankman-Fried faces possibly decades in prison when he's expected to be sentenced today for fraud and conspiracy. The 32-year-old was convicted in November of illegally using money from FTX, once one of the world's most popular platforms for trading digital currency. FTX collapsed in 2022, and prosecutors are recommending 40 to 50 years behind bars. Bankman-Fried's attorneys, friends, and family are asking for leniency, saying he's unlikely to reoffend, and that FTX's investors have largely recovered their funds. That claim is being disputed by bankruptcy lawyers, FTX, and its creditors. I'm Donna Warder.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. This is VOA News. Analysts say Tuesday's destruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, could lead to billions of dollars in insurance claims. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite explains.
One industry analyst says claims could go as high as $4 billion. That would be a record for any shipping insurance loss. It would surpass the previous record set when the luxury cruise liner Costa Concordia overturned in 2012. Investigators are now probing exactly what happened to cause the Baltimore incident, which has left at least six people presumed dead. But there is little clarity on when the port there can reopen, meaning potential insurance losses continue to pile up. That covers everything from repairs to the bridge and the ship that hit it, to the impact of the port closure on businesses. But the disaster could spell trouble for ship operators, with some experts saying it may mean a global rise in marine insurance costs.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Transportation authorities in New York City voted Wednesday to approve toll rates for a congestion pricing program in Manhattan, the first of its kind in the United States. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer has more.
They hiked the daily toll in Manhattan's busiest areas to $15 for passenger vehicles and up to $36 for larger trucks and buses. Under the plan, drivers will only be charged once per day, and lower-income vehicle owners may qualify for discounts or tax credits. Several rankings put New York City at the top of America's most congested cities, with close to 1 million vehicles entering Manhattan's business district daily, reducing traffic speeds to around 7 miles per hour. New York says the tolls will cut traffic by 17%, improve air quality, and increase public transit use, as well as generate billions for mass transit improvement. The plan still faces a number of legal challenges, including from the state of New Jersey.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. And Japan's space agency said Thursday that its unmanned lunar lander transmitted new images back to Earth after surviving a second frigid two-week lunar night. A black-and-white photo of the rocky surface of a crater accompanied the post on X, formerly known as Twitter. The probe, dubbed Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, touched down in January at an awkward angle that left its solar panels facing the wrong way. The space agency decided shortly after the landing to turn off SLAM, which had only 12% power remaining, to allow for a possible resumption later on. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.